lot of Ghanaians have been worried that there seem to be people around the presidency who wield power and are orchestrating a scheme to ensure that even if we know, as a matter of law, both constitutionally and statutory, that LGBT activities are illegal in Ghana, that they find a back doorway of allowing people to go ahead with this behavior. And therefore, you see this so-called fake report by the Human Rights Watch group. Look at the history of how the report was done. The one who signed it off as a member of so-called Human Rights Watch is ensconced in New York, and he himself says he's a homosexual. Now, they were the people who actually instructed and paid for the research. So you can see that every evidence they are gathering was meant for a purpose. In law, we say that it is a self-serving sort of process. You want to create a scenario that people are being beaten, people are being hit, people's rights are being violated. And then you throw it out there, use it as a basis for saying, okay, then our recommendation is that the security services should work harder, they should do whatever they're doing. And you go on to say, then remove Section 104 because that's what makes people do that. Moving from one step to the other, next stage you have Amnesty International, their local representative also coming up to say things. Then the next thing, the police service is saying, well, we're going to be more proactive. Proactive to do what? Because what Asante appeared to probably should know is that LGBT rights activities are illegal, whether he likes it or not. The Constitution, when it comes to discrimination, it says discrimination in respect of sex, color, race, religion. It never talks about sexual orientation. So it is so clear, by the plain words of the Constitution, you cannot say that LGBT rights people are included, and therefore if they are discriminated against, then their fundamental human rights are being violated.
The police are supposed to provide protection to every citizen of this country. And so if some group of people are complaining that they are being threatened, physical assaults and all, that goes to some extent to say that the police must be heard or seen as providing that kind of protection.
They will start by saying our rights are being violated, we're being beaten and all of that. And quite often they trump it up. In Ghana, how many people are beating LGBT? Maybe a few incidents here and there.
We had a private legal practitioner, Moses Fuamuni.